Children's BBC Radio 4.
And now we begin a new drama serial based on the first of Susan Cooper's classic series of novels, together known as The Dark is Rising.
Over Sea, Under Stone by Susan Cooper. Dramatised in four parts by David Calcutt. Episode 1. The Parchment.
This I write down, that when the time comes, it shall be found by the proper man. For the darkness draws towards our land, and soon it may be no more. Into this land of Cornwall there came in the days of my fathers a strange knight, fleeing into the west when the kingdom was broken, and the last battle of Arthur was lost. His name was Bedwin, and he bore with him the last trust of Lord.
How it begins. A crowded train station that's in Austin, in Cornwall. We've just arrived, us three and Mum and Dad, lugging our cases, tripping over each other, and all of us straining to catch sight of the man we know as Great Uncle Merry.
Look, he's there! Uncle Merry!
There you are. How are you all? Now, good journey.
Yes, thank you, Mary. Yes.
Oh, let me take some of these cases.
I think Cornwall's great.
You haven't seen it yet, Barney, but you will. Right there, everybody.
Right.
Follow me.
Right, keep together, darling. Keep together.
And he leads us through the crowd, out of the station and into the car park, where there's a battered old estate car waiting for us.
There we are. What do you think?
I hope you're well insured, Merry.
What do you mean? It's a splendid vehicle. It's got character, don't you think?
You could say that.
Come on, get in. We'll be there in no time.
All right.
He's not our real uncle, just an old family friend. And nobody knows much about him, really. Except that when he turns up, things seem to sort of happen. And now he's turned up with the idea of us all renting a house in Cornwall, in a village called...
Trewisic. It's very quiet, almost unspoilt. You'll paint some marvellous pictures there, Ellen. And there's fishing.
Oh, good.
Swimming, places to explore. Yes. You'll all have a wonderful time.
Oh, Merry, what is it?
What's the matter?
Nothing. I just want you to have a look at the view. The land of Logra lies before you.
Logra? What's that?
It's the old name for Cornwall. King Arthur's name.
Oh, no. Barney and his fairy tales again.
Simon, don't start.
They're not fairy tales, are they, Uncle Merry?
No, Barney, they're not. Especially not here. This is an ancient land. It has a long memory.
What do you mean?
Right, off we go.
We come down out of the hills, and suddenly there's the sea below us, sparkling in the sunlight. Before we know it, we're driving into the village itself and round onto the harbour with its boats and nets and dinghies.
This is it, Trewisic.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Look at all those boats.
It's dreamy.
Like another world.
Past the harbour, we come to a steep hill that leads us up, out of the village again, to a row of stone houses. And there, at the end of the row, is a tall, dark, rambling house, standing alone.
Here it is.
The Grey House.
It's lovely. It looks so old.
It is.
Is it your house, Uncle Murray?
No, it belongs to a friend of mine, a sea captain. He's not here at the moment.
What a wonderful view. And the light. Oh, it's perfect, Mary.
I thought you might like it.
What's that place up there?
The headland. Kamar Head, it's called. It's interesting. You should ask about it, Barney.
Best get the cases inside.
Oh, look, I'll give you a hand.
Oh, thank you.
You know, children, I think we're going to have a marvellous holiday here.
Wow, look at that.
What?
That yacht down there sailing into the harbour.
Oh, yes.
She's a beauty. I wonder who owns her. Do you know Uncle Mary? Where is he?
Oh, he's just taken some cases to the house. Listen, we've got to get ourselves sorted out here. Why don't you three take yourselves down to the harbour for a while?
Oh, yes.
Let's go.
Yeah, but not for long. Make sure you're back for supper.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. I've left my purse inside the car.
See you down there, then.
All right.
I'm down on the floor by the back seat, reaching for my purse, when I look up through the front windscreen and see Uncle Mary there. He's standing absolutely still, staring out towards the sea. And there's a look on his face I've never seen before. As if something has filled him with alarm. Then he turns and walks quickly back to the house. I get out of the car and follow the direction of his gaze. And I see what it was he was looking at. It's the yacht.
She's magnificent. Must belong to someone pretty rich.
Are you still on about that yacht?
Yes, he is.
I think there's something funny about it.
She's wonderful. You could sail the Atlantic in her.
Not me.
Just think. Great big waves picking you up and dropping you down. Everything crashing about the deck.
Oh, Simon!
Careful, you'll make us sick.
And the whole ocean rolling and heaving under you.
She is! She's going to be sick!
Oh, stop it, will you?
Get out of the way!
Hey! Jane, are you all right?
Stupid girl! Look where you're going, Caddy!
You're the one who should look where you're going. You went straight into her.
Oh, it wasn't anybody's fault. It was an accident.
You've cut your knee.
Oh, it's a new grave.
You've made me drop all my goods.
Well, help me pick them up.
You need for the load.
Ow!
Hey, don't hit her.
Ain't no need to be like that, Billover.
What's it got to do with you, Alden?
It'll have plenty to do with me if you don't show a few more manners to folk. Especially visitors. Stop with you. Let's have a look at that leg, miss.
Oh, it's nothing really.
Let's get it seen to anyway. You come along to my boat. I can clean it up there.
Your boat? Are you a fisherman, then?
What else would I be, eh? Living here, huh? There now. How's that feel, my dear?
It's fine. Thank you, Mr...
Penalo. On holiday, are you?
Yes, we're staying at the Grey House, up on the hill.
The Grey House, you say? Oh, well, now.
Do you know who owns that yacht?
Oh, can't say as I know them. They be visitors, like yourselves. Come here a few days ago, and they keep pretty close. The only person round here has anything to do with them is that Bill Hoover.
Will you be going out fishing soon, Mr. Penhaller?
Oh, not for a while yet, my dear. Out with the sundown we go, and back with the dawn.
I'd like to be a fisherman.
You wanted to be an archaeologist last week, like Uncle Mary.
Mary? The professor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he your uncle, is he?
Do you know him?
Oh, everybody around here knows him. A great one for digging and prying into things. Strange chap, though. Never know when he'll turn up.
We know what you mean.
We'd better be getting back now. Thanks again, Mr. Penhallow.
We go back up to the house. For some reason, I want to see Uncle Mary and tell him about what's happened. But he's not there. And by the time supper's over, he's still not back.
Didn't he say where he was going, Dad?
No. Just after you left, he said he had to go and roared off in that car of his.
I'm surprised he keeps going. It must be nearly as old as he is.
How old is he?
I'm not sure.
He seemed old to me when I was a girl.
Mm.
When you're young, everybody over 30 looks old.
It's not fair going off like that. I mean, we've only just got here.
You know Uncle Mary, Jane. He'll be back in his own good time.
All finished, have you?
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Polk.
Perhaps he's gone on a quest.
Here we go.
Off to find a Viking ship again. Or a temple in South America. And he won't be back for years and years.
More likely, he's just mooching around some old tomb in a church.
And what'll he find inside it?
Bones.
Or treasure. I bet there's loads of buried treasure around her.
Treasure? I shouldn't think so, my dear. It ain't the kind of place for that sort of thing.
It's just the kind of place.
The pasties were delicious, Mrs. Polk. Mm. Homemade, I suppose.
Yeah, that they were. Won't be getting none of your shop-bought stuff while I'm cooking for you.
Uncle Mary will be back tomorrow.
How do you know?
I just know. I'm sure he is looking for something. And I think it's here.
Look at me. Old butterfingers. Lucky I didn't break it.
Are you all right?
Yes, I got it now. Right, I'll leave you in peace.
Well, I hope he does come back. He promised to show me some fishing.
Later that night, in my room, I sit in the dark. I can't sleep. I can hear the sea outside and a wind rising, blowing around the cliffs. But there's something else as well. A feeling that I'm being watched. Eyes, somewhere in the dark, staring at me. I go to the window and look out, and I see them. Eyes, yellow, blinking, out there on the water. The lights of the yacht as it moves out of the harbour onto the sea.
Rain.
There goes Dad. Nothing's going to put him off his fishing.
Where's Mum?
Painting. Do not disturb.
No sign of Uncle Mary either.
Oh, shut the window, will you?
Seen all these books? They're really old.
Look at this one. A Short Guide to Trewisic by the Reverend E.J. Hawes Mellor, Vicar of Trewisic.
Looks really interesting.
It might be. Hey, look, there's a map in it of the village.
Let's explore the house. There's loads of rooms upstairs.
Big deal.
Got any better ideas? Come on, just till the rain stops, and you never know what we might find.
Right. We go up the stairs, down the corridor past our own room, turn a corner, and we're in another corridor that leads towards more stairs. At the top, there's another corridor, and another, leading us on, twisting and turning, as if we're going deeper and deeper towards the centre of some huge maze. Then we turn into a small, dark passage and come to a stop. There are no more corners to turn, but there's a door.
Not much in here. I wonder whose room it is.
The captain's?
It must be. Look at the window. It's like a porthole.
What's this?
I don't know. A tube of some kind.
It's made of brass. A telescope case. See? It unscrews. Empty.
There's a door here.
What?
Here, behind this wardrobe.
Why would you put a wardrobe in front of a door?
I don't know, but it's here. How do we shift it?
I don't think we should.
Who's going to know? And we'll put it back.
Together, we manage to move the wardrobe, and there's the door behind it, covered in dust and cobwebs. We open it and go through. There's a short flight of stairs going up, leading to another door, small and secret. Although it isn't locked, it's very stiff. But we get it open and find ourselves in an attic, high in the roof of the house.
I bet nobody's been up here in years.
Filthy enough.
Never mind that. All this stuff. You might find anything here.
We start looking through all the things that are piled there. Boxes, chests, jars, coils of ropes, stacks of papers.
Give us a hand. There's something over here, behind this chest.
And that's when we find it. The thing that's been lying up here for years and years. Hidden away. Waiting to be brought at last into the light. Waiting for us.
What is it?
I don't know. Looks like a piece of rolled up wallpaper.
Watch it. It's crumbling. That's not wallpaper. Open it out. Careful.
You're right. It's not wallpaper.
We gaze down at it. A scroll of ancient brown parchment, cracked and faded and scorched. The top half's crammed with small squashed writing, and at the bottom there's some kind of rough drawing. It seems to be the outline of...
A map! We found a real treasure map!
Calm down, Barney. We don't know what it is yet.
It is a map, though, isn't it?
It could be, I suppose.
And this writing. I bet that's the instructions.
If it is, it's not much use. It's not English.
What is it, then?
It's not like any language I've... Hang on! This bit here, I think it's Latin.
Still no use.
Not to you, maybe, but it is to me. I do Latin at school.
Show off.
Can you read it?
I'll have a go. Multos annos. That means after many years.
Go on.
Well, I think there's a name at the bottom. Marco Archiroque.
Who's he when he's at home?
It's not one name, it's two. Que means and, Marcus and Arturus.
Still never heard of them.
I have. It was in a book I read about King Arthur.
Oh, no. Here we go.
No, listen. It was about the real King Arthur.
There wasn't a real King Arthur.
Let him speak, Simon.
In this book, he was a kind of general after the Romans left, fighting against the Saxons. And they called him Arturus. Do you see? Arturus, Arthur. And Marcus must be Mark. He was King of Cornwall. This is all about King Arthur.
Come off it, Barney. It can't be.
It is.
Uncle Mary.
Give it to me. Let me see it. Yes. It is. You found it.
Found what?
The thing I've been seeking for... for a long time. Ha! And it was here. Right under my nose.
I was right, see, it is about King Arthur.
Yes, Barney, and a lot more.
Tell us.
Not now, but I will soon. You mustn't tell anyone else about this. Keep it secret and keep it safe.
Why don't you have it, if you're looking for it?
It was you it called. Not me. You must be its keepers for the time being.
But we can put it back where I found it.
No. Keep it by you at all times.
How can we do that without anybody seeing it?
That telescope case. I bet it'll fit in there.
But why have we got to keep it secret?
I'll explain everything to you later. I promise. And I think you'll understand why. Then.
No one says much at tea. I can't wait for it to be over, and for him to tell us about the map. But then, just as we're getting to the end, the doorbell rings, and Mrs. Polk tells Dad it's for him. And when he comes back, there's a man and a woman with him.
This is Mr. and Miss Withers.
Norman and Polly, please.
Norman and Polly. I met them this afternoon. They own the yacht out there in the harbour.
That yacht? It's yours.
Yes, it is.
How do you do, Mrs. Drew? Children, do please forgive this intrusion.
Not at all. Would you like some tea?
No, thank you. We only dropped by to issue an invitation. My sister and I are in Trevithick for a few days with the yacht to ourselves.
We're making our way around the coast.
Yes, and we wondered whether you and the children would care to spend the day with us tomorrow.
Wow. It is rather out of the blue, we know, but Dr. Drew was telling us how much the children were admiring our yacht.
So, if you'd like to come out with us?
Like to, you bet.
Of course, Simon and Barney jump at the chance. Mum doesn't want to go because of her work, and I'm not keen either. There's something about that brother and sister that isn't right.
9:30. Down at the harbour? We'll have the dinghy waiting.
We'll be there.
Good night, then. See you tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, I'll come with you to the door.
Norman, these paintings in the hall, aren't they marvellous?
Yes. This is a fascinating house. And there are some beautiful old books, I see.
It's only after they've left, when we look round for Uncle Mary, that we realise he isn't there. Nobody knows where he's gone.
Ring Mark Heed. What is it? What does it mean?
Next morning, fine and clear.
I haven't gone on the yacht. I made up an excuse about being seasick. Now I'm in my room looking at the parchment, and I've managed to decipher a few more words. They're in a kind of old English.
Ring, mark, heed. Is that an R or a K? King, mark, heed. Or head? Oh, it still doesn't make any sense.
I leave the words for a while and look at the map.
It's like a W on its side. A headland with two inlets, perhaps. Or two headlands with one inlet. I can't tell.
I peer more closely and notice some faint marks drawn on one side of the coastline. There's a circle with what looks like a stick underneath it. And a little bit further up, another circle.
What are they? What do they mean?
Jane, you in there, my dear?
Yes. Just a minute. Come in.
They just come to do your room.
Oh, I'm settled at the moment. Perhaps you could do it later, if you don't mind.
I suppose it won't hurt. Reading, are you?
Yes.
One of them old books.
That's right, A Guide to Truisic.
Hmm. Looks interesting.
Oh, it is.
Right then, my dear, I'll leave you to it.
I look down at the book. It's open at an old map of Truisic. The whole village is marked in detail. The streets, the harbour, even the grey house. There's a track mark too, leading from the grey house up to the headland. And right there, I see three words that make my heart jump.
King Mark's head. Kamar head. It must be the old name for the headland.
I take the manuscript out of the telescope case, unroll it, and spread it out on the bed next to the book. And then I look at the two maps.
King Mark head. King Mark's head, yes. The map from the attic is a map of Trewisic.
But then, when I look closer, I see that the two maps aren't quite the same. I get a pencil, copy the map from the manuscript on top of the one from the guidebook. It doesn't fit.
Maybe they're not the same place after all. Or maybe the coastline's changed.
Then it comes to me.
The vicar. He wrote the guidebook. He'll know. I'll go and ask him.
It's quite a long way to the vicarage, and when I get there, it's all overgrown. It looks like nobody's lived here for years.
Can I help you?
Hello. I'm looking for Mr. Horsemeller.
Who?
The vicar.
Oh, yes, Mr. Horsemeller. Yes. I'm afraid he's no longer vicar here. My name is Hastings. I've replaced Mr. Horsemeller. Perhaps I can be of assistance.
Oh, I don't think so. It was only something about his guidebook.
A guidebook?
Yes. But it doesn't matter.
Is that it?
Yes.
I'd heard something about a book he'd written, but I've never seen a copy till now. What was it you wanted to know?
Something about his map.
I know a little about Truisic myself after my years here. I may be able to help you. Why don't you step in for a few moments?
I follow him into the house. A dark, rambling, shabby place. There's paint peeling from the woodwork, and the floors are bare. Everywhere, there's a feeling of emptiness.
Here, young lady. This is my study. Please, sit down.
Thank you.
May I see that book of yours?
Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful. I love old books. They're a hobby of mine. Where did you come across it?
In the house we're staying at. On holiday. The grey house. Do you know?
Yes, I do. Are there many books like this one there?
Yes, quite a few.
Oh, you're very fortunate. You said you wanted to know something about the map.
Yes, I was wondering if the coastline has ever been different.
A curious question.
Well, I just wondered.
I see there's another outline penciled over the coastline here.
That was me, I'm afraid.
Oh,
Tut, tut, tut. One really shouldn't deface books like that. Did you copy it from somewhere? Another book, perhaps? Or a map?
Another book, I think.
I see. A book like this one, perhaps? This is a very old book. Tales of Lyonesse. It's about King Arthur. Here, have a look at it.
He holds out the book and looks into my face. There's a kind of light in his eyes. A cold light. And for a moment, the room seems to grow darker around him.
Have you seen a book like that?
We don't touch the books in the house. They're kept locked up.
But you might have seen it on one of the shelves.
I haven't seen any book.
Very well. I hope you don't mind my asking. I have a passion for old books.
I must get back. I'm sorry to have troubled you.
Oh, think nothing of it. It was no trouble at all, Miss...
Drew.
Ah, I wish I could have been more help. I am glad to have seen this book.
May I have it back?
Oh, yes, of course. You can go out this way. It leads onto the drive. You'll find it quicker.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I go out, make my way through the weeds and bushes, onto the drive, and out onto the road. It's a warm, bright day, and I'm glad to be out in the light again.
Silly feeling like that. Why shouldn't he ask about books? Probably a bit eccentric.
By the time I get back, I've almost forgotten all about it, especially as Simon and Barney are there, and all they can do is go on about what a fantastic day they've had on the yacht.
You should have come. It was great. We went right out to sea.
And Simon fancies Polly with us.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You kept following her around.
Shut up, Barney.
Is Uncle Mary back?
Yes, he's around somewhere.
He hasn't said anything about the map, then.
No. Is it still safe?
Yes. I've got it here.
In your bag? What for? And where have you been?
So, well, I start to tell them what I found out. But Simon has a go at me because I went to see the vicar.
Uncle Mary said not to tell anybody.
I didn't.
You copied out part of the manuscript and showed it to him.
He didn't know where it came from.
That's not the point. You shouldn't have done it without asking us.
I couldn't ask you, could I? Because you were off playing at Sailors and showing off to that girl.
He was as well. You should have seen
him. Oh, get lost, Barney.
We all go to bed, cross and annoyed. It's so hot and my head's so full of everything that it takes me a long time to get to sleep. And when I finally do, I have the strangest dream.
Keep it secret. Keep it safe. The last trust of Logre. Beware. They are here. They are watching you. In the dark. It's
rising. Jane, wake up. Wake up now.
Simon, what is it?
Get downstairs, quick.
What's wrong?
Come and see. The whole place has been turned upside down. Someone's broken in during the night. We've been burgled.
In episode 1 of Oversea Under Stone by Susan Cooper, Uncle Merry was Ronald Pickup, Jane Naomi Kerbel, Barney Edward Clark, Simon Ben Gutteridge, and Hastings Struan Roger. Other parts were played by Sandra Birkin, Christopher Scott, Jerry Hinks, David Stevens, Catherine Hunt, Duncan Law, and Anna Keane, and the music was composed and performed by Martin Alcock. Oversea Under Stone was dramatised by David Calcutt and directed at Pebble Mill by Nigel Bryant.